Welcome back, everybody. To Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph from 11 a.m. We are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. We just ended with the advice that Yosef gave to his brothers in terms of traveling, that you shouldn't take steps that are too big. You should only travel during the daytime. So now comes the Gemara and gives other travel advice. So Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav Chiya, Hamahalich Bader. So someone who's traveling on their own, Al Yosef, Al Yochal Yosef Mishnei Ravon. So you should make sure not to eat more than you would eat in years of famine. Meaning, normally in years of famine, people eat very minimally. You don't know when your next meal is going to come. So the same thing over here. When you're traveling, you should make sure not to eat too much. My time, what's the reason? So So here they explain it's because we're afraid that if you're going to eat too much and then travel, so the difficulties of travel are going to cause some sort of stomach pains, intestine disease, something along those lines. But in Eretz Yisrael, they say that the reason why we tell you to have not as much food is because we don't know when your next meal is going to be. When people are traveling, you don't know when you're going to find the next kosher restaurant. So we don't want you to use up all your food right away. So make sure not to eat too much on the way. So two separate reasons. Comes the Gemara and tries to figure out the nafkamina between them. Who cares which difference? My benai, what's the difference which reason we choose? Ikavanai, there's a difference. The Yosef Ba'arba, if someone is traveling on a boat, because if we're on a boat, we're not so concerned. Since you're not traveling by foot, the rigors of the journey are not going to hurt your stomach if you eat a lot. So we're not concerned about that, but we are concerned about the lack of portions. So that would be one difference. Inami, another difference would be Dekazio Me'avna La'avna. If you're going from one inn to another, from one hotel to another, so you know you're going to have food, but still the rigors of travel might cause you to get some stomach pain. So that's going to be the difference. Comes Gemara says, Rav Papa, Kol Parsa, Uparsa, Achochad, Ariftis. Rav Papa, every single Parsa he would travel, he would eat one full loaf of bread. Since Rav Papa did not limit his intake of food, so the Gemara seems to say, Kasavar Mishum Mayana. What we seem to hold is that the real reason why we say that this is going to be a problem is because of the stomach pains that it's going to cause. Rav Papa happened to have been an unusually large man. He was a Baal Basar. His stomach was strong and he was able to hold anything down. So he didn't have this concern that he was going to be eating too much. So for him, it was okay. But normally the real reason is because we're afraid that you're going to hurt your stomach. Good, now continues the Gemara. So we mentioned how much someone should eat during the times of famine. So now we're going to go into that topic. So someone who starves himself, meaning you don't eat as much during years of famine, need some miso mishuna. It's going to save you from an unusual death. So the pasuk says that in famine Hashem has redeemed you from death. So it should have said that He has saved you from famine, not from death. So rather, what it means is that if you are going to go and starve yourself, meaning not eat as much during those times of famine, Hashem is going to save you from a tough death instead of that. So that's really what the pasuk is referring to. Amar Reish Lakish, Asur L'Adam L'Shamish Mitaso B'Shnei Ra'avon. So another thing that's Asur to do during times of famine, when things that are very difficult are happening around us, so we have to change the way we act. So comes the Gemara and says, Reish Lakish says, that during years of famine, you're not supposed to have marital relations. Shenem, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, Yosef Yugad Shnei Banim B'Terem Tavo Shnas Harav, that Yosef had two children before the years of famine arrived, which teaches us that he made sure to do this before the years of famine, because once the famine happened, he was not with his wife at all. Now, Tosus points out this is just a minas chasidus, not what we would do nowadays. Tana was taught in a brisa, chasuchei banim, mishamshin mitosei mishnei ravon. Comes the Gemara and qualifies this whole ruling about not being with your wife during the times of famine, that if someone has not fulfilled their mitzvah pruervu, or trying to have children, in that situation, you are allowed to be with your wife during the years of famine. Good. Now comes the Gemara and discusses more about the punishment of someone who does not put themselves as part of the community as they're going through a tough time. So Tanu Rabbanan Rabba Son Sarbaisa, Bizmanchi Yisrael Shurim Betzar. So when the Jewish people are going through a very tough time, Uperish Echem Nehem, and one of the people is going to separate themselves from the community and you're not going to share in the pain of others. Bunch Neymalach Yasharish Malavin Laladim. So the two angels that are accompanying a person, they come, Manichan Loidein Al Rosho, and they place their hands on their heads. Va'omrim, and they say, Ploni Zesh Shapirish Menat Tzibor. So this person who has separated himself from the community, Al Yireb Nechemas Tzibor. They should not see the Yeshua that comes when you're able to be saved from all the affliction. When the community is ultimately going to thrive, they should not be there for that part either. Tani Idach was taught in a Braisa similarly. When the community is going through a tough time, Al Yom Aradim, a person shouldn't say to himself, I'm just going to go back to my house and eat and drink, Fasham Alayach Nafshi, and I'm going to relax. It doesn't matter what everyone else is going through. As long as I'm okay, it's okay. And if someone does this and totally ignores the troubles of those around him, Allah Akasav Omer, this is what the Pasuk says, Vinei Sasom Mesimcha Harog Balkar V'Shachlo Tzon, and behold, rejoicing and happiness. The people said to each other, we're going to go and shecht the cattle and slaughter the sheep. Achol basar v'shasos yain. We're going to eat meat and drink wine. Achol v'shaso, eat and drink, ki machar namos. Because tomorrow, maybe we're going to die. Basically, they were disregarding the troubles of the community. And they said, okay, let's enjoy today because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So, maksiv basre. What does it say after that? V'nikla ba'aznei Hashem tzavakos. And your words have been revealed to Hashem. Hashem heard. Imichu para avon azeh lachem ad tumunzun. I've sworn that this sin is not going to be atoned for until you die. Comes the Gemara and says, ad kan midas beinonim. So, this is how far it goes in terms of the beinonim, the people who are in the middle of the road, because these people are still afraid of death. That's why they said, let's enjoy today because we're probably going to die tomorrow, and still they get punished. For this, Avav Minas Rasham, but Rasham are even worse. They get punished even worse because they're not even afraid of the death. Maksiv, because what does it say? Esayu et Chayayin, they say to each other, come, let's go get wine, this Shechar, and come, let's go get old wine. Vaya Chazet Yom Machar. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow. We're never going to stop partying. Maksiv Asrei, and what does it say? After that, Hatzadik Ahatzadik Avar Ve'inish Sam Alev, Kimit Nehara Nesaf Hatzadik. So we see from here that Hashem punishes these Rishayim even worse than the average people. Comes the Gemara and continues the Brisa. The way a person should act during a tough time is a person should suffer along with the community. They should kind of hold things back from themselves and hold certain pleasures back as the rest of the community is struggling. Because we see this by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he suffered along with the community. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says when the Jews were fighting Amalek, that the hands of Moshe were heavy, and they took a stone and put it underneath him, and he sat on the stone. Ask the Gemara of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the leader of the whole people, they couldn't get him a pillow or some sort of mattress to sit on. Rather, this was Moshe's instructions. Holy Yisrael Shurim Yitzar. Since the Jewish people were going through a tough time, Af Ani Eya Imahim Bitzar. So too, I want to sit on a rock and not on something more comfortable, because I want to be there with them in their time of distress. And anyone who does this, they're also going to be there to merit when the community ultimately does get this Yeshua that they're waiting for, and they are able to thrive again. And someone's going to say maybe, okay, I'm going to go into my own house and I'll enjoy myself. Who's actually going to testify against me that I'm doing anything wrong against the community suffering? The stones of a person's house are going to testify. And the beams of a person's house, they're going to testify against them. So they say in the yeshiva, Rabbi Shila, so these two angels that we mentioned earlier that escort the person, they're going to go and testify against him. That these malachim are going to testify against you. Rav Chitka says, that the person's soul, he me'ida alav, is going to testify against him. Shnemar misochachas chekecha, shmor pislei, and others say that the limbs of a person made them more are going to testify against him. Shenemar atem edai ne'um Hashem. Good. Now the pasuk says that Hashem is a Hashem of faithfulness without perversion. So what's this referring to? So kel emuna. So what's this referring to? That Hashem is a God of faithfulness. So what's this referring to? Kishem shenefram in Hashem lo'olam baba. So just as the wicked are punished in the next world, afilu al avera kalash osin, even on a minor sin that they did, kach nefram min hatzadikim ba'olam hazeh. So too, this is why the tzadikim are punished in this world, alavira kala she'osin. Even for something small that they've done in this world, they're going to get punished because we want to get rid of all of the kapara in this world so they can fully enjoy and bask in the glory of the next world. Whereas the Rishayim, we do the opposite. We don't want them to have this amazing olam haba, so we give them something in olam hazeh. So this is the way Hashem works. Vein avel, and what does it mean that he's without perversion? K'shem shemashlim in schar la tzadikim olam haba, just as Hashem is going to pay the reward for all the tzadikim in the next world, afilu ha-mitzvah kala she'osin, even on a minor mitzvah they did, kach mashal in schar la Rishayim olam hazeh. So too, when it comes to the Rishayim, even if someone's a terrible person, they are rewarded for their good deeds in this world, so that way they're not going to benefit in the next world. Our goal, the way we're supposed to interact with this, I think, is that what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to use all the bracha that we have in our lives to go and help us get more olam haba, and in that way, all of our olam hazeh is also olam haba as well, since we're using everything for the proper purposes. Okay, bigger discussion now for us right now, and then the pasuk ends, tzadik v'yasheru, Hashem is just and upright. Basically, Hashem knows what he's doing. We just have to continue to do our best. So, the Chachamim said that when a person goes to his eternal home, meaning when a person dies, kol masav lefanav, so all his deeds are in front of him, and they say to him, kach v'kach asisav makom ploni biyom ploni, you did such and such at such and such place on such and such day. Who omer, and he says back, v'omrim lo, chasom. And he says back, yes, this is true, that's what I did. And then they tell him, up in Shemayim, sign here, v'chosim, and he attests to the accuracy of the records of what he did. Shenemar, biyad kol adam yachtom, because the pasuk says that it's been signed by the hand of every man, meaning that Hashem records every single one of our deeds, and we're going to have to sign for the fact that, yes, that was me that did that. V'go'od ela shematztik alav esadin. And not only that, we're going to have to be matztik esadin. We're going to have to say, yes, we deserve exactly what you said that we deserve. Omer lehem yafa din tuni, and we have to say, yes, Hashem, you judge me correctly. Fulfilling that which it says, Lama Titzdak Bidvarecha, so that you, Hashem, shall be confirmed in your words. Good. Now we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit. The Gemara on Daf Yudam Beis told us about the private fast that we're going to have to take when there's no rain. So the Gemara is going to talk about whether fasting is a good thing or a bad thing. Amar Shmuel says, "Call Yoshe B'tanis Nikrachok." To anyone who fasts for no real reason when there's no chiyuv is called a sinner. How do we know this? Kasavar Kiyai Tana, because Shmuel holds like the following Tana. Titani, because it's taught in Brisa. Rabbi Elazar Kapar Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Elazar Kapar was the God of Ador. He says, "Matam and Lomar." What does the pasuk say when we talk about a nazir who's not allowed to become tamei meis? He's not allowed to touch a dead body. So when he does touch a dead body, the pasuk says, "V'chiper alav," and the Kohen will make atonement for him. Me'asher chata al nefesh, for that which he sinned in his soul. So v'chi be'ezet nefesh chatazeh. So what soul, what sin are we referring to that a nazir did? Who did he kill that we're calling him a sitter? Sinner. Ela shetir atzmo min hayayin. Rather, what we're saying is that he's someone who held himself back from the pleasures of this world. He took away the pleasure of potentially having wine, because wine is now usher to him. So that's what we're talking about, that he's a chote, he's a sinner. V'alo dvarim kavachomer. Now we can make a kavachomer here. Uma says shalotir atzmo ela min hayayin, just as someone who only took themselves away from the benefit of wine, nikra chote, is called a sinner. Hametzar atzmo mikol darav davar, alachas kam of kama. So someone who's fasting and is not allowing himself to eat anything, of course that person is a sinner. You're supposed to enjoy this world, again, in the right way, so that's why he's going to be a sinner. Belazar omer, Belazar disagrees, he says nikra kadosh. Someone who fasts is going to be called a kadosh, nemar kadosh yeh, because it says by the Nazir, Kadoshi yet Gadol Pera Sa'ar Rosho. Hey, he let his hair go, and he is considered a kadosh. And now we make a kavachomer in the other way. And just as this person, the nazir, who only holds himself back from wine, nikra kadosh, is called a kadosh, a holy person. So someone who takes himself away from everything, fasting, so of course that person is going to be a tzaddik. So we see that there's a stira within how we view a nazir himself. Is he considered a chote for taking himself away from the worldly pleasures, or is he considered a kadosh for doing it in the right way? So a lot to discuss on this. We're going to discuss more of this machlokas tomorrow. This is Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.